Everybody has a cell phone, so it's a must-have right now. Of course, when I'm talking to boys, I try to hide it from my mom, though. She's so nosy. But, I mean, I'm at the age where I like to have a boyfriend now. I want to sing, and I want to be a model. That's mainly what I want to do. I want to be an actress, like, in movies and stuff. Well, like, I'm on Facebook right now, and I get a lot of messages from guys, like, that I know are getting money in the streets. So they try to, like, flex and show me money and cars and fancy houses, and they're like, you know, all this could be yours, just come mess with me. And I met a gentleman that saw me sitting down one day, and he came up to me and talked to me, and he just seemed really nice. He had invited me to come over to his house. So when I went over there, we did some risque things, and that's kind of when I made my mind up about going into the life. And we're drinking, and I'm popping a pill to make myself feel good, and my body becomes very weak. And it opens up to, you know, hearing things that sound better than if I wasn't high. So that's when he started getting in my head and telling me, you know, what sounded good. And when I woke up, I was on a Greyhound to Fresno. He was like, you know, you want to make some money since you're out here. And so I said, okay. So that's when he made my ad on Backpage, and they went from there. He's looking for like girls that look similar to me, and that's called phony pictures. That way, if my mom or my father or anybody is you know, looking for me, they can't find me because I'm using fake pictures. I've put myself through a lot of situations with different pimps and a lot of dangerous different situations. But I guess, like, the money makes you blind to the fact that you're in danger. So it took me a long time to realize and when I would be done with it. And he said I had to make $20,000 before I left because he lost his Rolex. So at that point, I felt like I was in trouble. So I definitely called upon my family to help me in that moment. And that's when the police, they came to my room to escort me back to Sacramento. It feels good to see my mom because I haven't seen her in a while. And now I got a job with Walgreens. I've been working there for 7 months now. And it's been cool. I'm a beauty advisor there, so it's exactly what I want to do. But that's not where I want to complete my journey. I want to get further than that. This is just a stepping stone for me right now. I never changed my phone number from Living the Life, so I do still get phone calls from Johns. I tell them sometimes they have the wrong number, or I'll just tell them I'm retired.